But then to really make transistors, what you need in a transistor, you might have say a p-doped substrate, and then need to make n-doped wells. So this looks like a MOSFET. There's a source and drain wells, there's a p-doped substrate, and you need then locally to produce some kind of doping in the crystal. You might need some light. So the idea is that you start out with some silicon and you take a liquid polymer and you spin it on very thin, or spray it on, maybe a micron thick or less. And the polymer microscopically looks like spaghetti, cooked spaghetti. So it's all just mixed through itself like this. And you hold a mask over it. So this may be metal deposited on a quartz holder. You've got some quartz, which is transparent on one side. There's a mask with a metal in these places. You shine light through it, and the photons break the spaghetti up into little pieces. They cut it into little pieces here and here. And because of that, you can take the mask away and dip the whole thing in a solvent. It's called a developer. And this dissolves all of the parts that the little pieces, but doesn't dissolve the bigger pieces. And you get sections of the wafer that are exposed like this. This might be our p-doped silicon. Then you put it in the oven with a gas that will endope it. That's called gas phase diffusion. And the gas, the dopants diffuse in like this. And you can make wells of dopants where it there's some the high concentration, say, of N here in a P substrate. So you could use this to try to make devices in the silicon.